Welcome to Fearlessly Failing Hot Seat. In this ep, I fire rapid questions at one of our fearlessly failing guests. P.S. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not so good at the rapid part. I get too intrigued by the awesome answers. Now, a new ep is going to drop every Wednesday. So enjoy this shorter style episode of Fearlessly Failing Hot Seat. Welcome to the hot seat.
Thanks.
Name?
Pip Band.
Are you sweet or savoury?
Sweet, but probably gravitating more towards savoury as I get older.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but naturally sweet tooth.
Yeah, me too. What would be like a sweet meal you like?
Oh, chocolate would be top of my list. Same. And anything in the dessert range, like give me a creme brulee any day, yeah.
Nice. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, I'd probably like to be able to teleport myself.
That'd be handy, hey?
Super. Yeah. I don't want to travel anymore. It's too annoying.
Yeah, it is. It's stressful.
Yeah, time-consuming.
Favourite city?
I don't know. I love all cities. I really like Buenos Aires in Argentina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, kind of like a Parisian vibe in South America. Yeah, so the best of everything.
Well, now you make me want to go. Do you have a favourite nature spot?
I am lucky. I've got a little holiday block up in Tenterfield, which is beautiful, like National Australiana bush. So to me, anything in the Australian bush is just
beautiful.
Yeah, calming on the nervous system.
Totally. Can't beat nature. What's your favourite thing about yourself?
Oh.
I know, it's a hard one.
Probably the ability to be lighthearted and look on the lighter side of life and not get bogged down when things are crap.
Yeah, I like that. Do you have a pet peeve?
Pet peeve? Yeah. Oh, a pet peeve is like people that can't listen.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
And talk over you.
Yeah, that's
right. Without, you know, hearing. Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking, I'm like, fuck, did I talk
over you? No, not at all. You were perfect.
Do you have a favourite movie?
Oh, I'm not really a huge movie person, but I did probably Pulp Fiction would be like my return to.
You can say a TV series if you'd rather.
No, I'm even worse on TV series.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was like, everyone's raving about this TV series at the moment. I'm like, I'm not into watching sad stuff at the moment. I'm in a real like positivity.
No, give me the happy stuff.
Yeah, same. Do you have a mantra or like a motto you live by?
Oh, keep going. I don't know, not really.
Yeah, that's a goodie. That's a great one. What about a non-negotiable for you?
Non-negotiable is probably, I don't know, being healthy, like eating well and looking after my mind.
Yeah, I love that. I love that so much. Okay, last one. What's the scariest thing you've done?
Oh, I've done heaps of stupid
really?
Stuff and lots of scary stuff.
Give me a
I
couple.
Love it. I'm a bit of a daredevil. I love like.
Do you skydive?
Skydiving. Love skydiving.
Where'd
you sailing.
Do it?
I did it in Sydney.
Me too.
Yeah, so probably the same place.
Probably.
Out in Western Sydney somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know, like extreme skiing, anything I can
do.
Oh,
wow.
I love roller coasters. It's really sad, but I got an annual pass for the dream parks up in the Goldie to take my kids, but I normally go by myself if I'm driving to Brisbane and just drop
in
a couple of roller coasters.
Do you really? I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's
good. It's good for the soul to really freak yourself out.
You would love this place everyone raves about in LA called Six Flags.
Okay.
It's like scary roller coasters.
Okay.
To the point
that a friend
went and came out and had chipped their teeth from like
their
head. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Go to Six Flags. I love it. Is there any daredevil stuff that you want to do that's on your bucket list?
I don't know. I'm probably getting a bit more sensible in my older age, but not so much daredevil, but lots more trips. Like I love hiking.
Yeah, me too.
I want to go skiing in a million more places and just, you know, give anything a go once probably.
I swam with whale sharks. I'd highly recommend that.
Oh, I've done that.
I was going to say they're very gentle.
Where did I do that? Mozambique in
East
Africa.
Really?
Yeah.
Did
amazing.
You love
so
it?
So beautiful. So beautiful.
I didn't find it that scary, but because they're so
No,
chill.
But I've never dived with sharks. You know, people go in with the cages with
you
great
do
whites.
That?
I don't think so.
No, I don't feel like
I don't
I
know.
Do
I don't want to be down there as, you know, bait.
Yeah, no. To me, sharks are apex. I'm just like, but do you know what I really want to do? You can swim in the wild with orcas in Norway.
Oh, I would like to do that, but aren't they attacking everything at the moment? They're just taking down the boats, the orcas?
In Norway?
Everywhere. They're taking down ships. They think that they might be doing it on purpose.
Okay, so we'll revisit that
one.
Yeah,
revisit it. But if you go and it works, I'll maybe consider
it. I'll be the test dummy. Great. And you know in British Columbia you can kayak with them, but again.
Yeah. Do you know someone, a friend of ours, their kid went on a whale tour here, normally just looking for the standard ones, and an orca. They had an orca.
So jealous. Sign me up. They're my faves.
Yeah.
And I love narwhals, you know.
the little unicorns of the sea.
Yes. Okay. They'd be good.
See, I told you the hot seat is fun.
That's much more fun. I love it.
Pip, thank you so much. You're wonderful.
Thanks.